Mike Knopp of Dubuque was born on Halloween back in 1990. He'll turn 18 this October 31st. That means he was eligible to be a delegate to this week's Republican National Convention because he can vote in November. Knopp started getting interested in politics when he was in junior high.
I started paying attention and wanting to be part of it, so I started going to political events, and I got to meet President Bush a couple times. I met Mitt Romney twice. I even met Senator McCain.
You may see Knopp's name on a ballot in the future, as he wants to be a politician who makes decisions for the country.
If you can be part of the group that actually does change things and makes laws, that's what I want to do. And if it does come down to being president, that'd be amazing.
Knopp is a senior at Dubuque Senior High this fall. He hopes to attend the University of Iowa next year and major in political science. Iowa's status as the nation's first caucus state was challenged in the past few days during deliberations of high-level Republicans meeting in Minneapolis. Sandy Greiner of Kyoto is one of Iowa's representatives on the Rules Committee. She says Michigan and Florida may try to bring the issue up again during the convention. Greiner was at the big pre-convention meeting of party insiders when John McCain publicly introduced Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate.
And then the most stunning thing of all happened. When she was finished, the entire room stood up and gave a standing ovation to a television screen. I've never seen that happen before in my entire life. And as you know, I'm a pretty jaded politician. So it was really a stunning moment. It was like riding a lightning bolt.
Read more online at RadioIowa.com. I'm O.K. Henderson reporting from St. Paul.